News Radio WJPF, my pleasure to introduce you. If you've not met him, he's first-time guest here on the show, State's Attorney Candidate, Republican Party, Joe Cervantes, joining us this morning. Morning, Joe. How are you, pal?
Good morning, Tom. I'm well, thank you.
Hey, I got a lot of stuff to ask you about. One, I want to talk to you about your experience. You got law office, is that right, in Marion, and also did some work in the, is it the Public Defender's or the State's Attorney's Office in Saline County?
State's Attorney's Office, sir. So as soon as I got done with law school, I was hired by Chuck Garnotti in Williamson County. I started off in traffic, just like a lot of attorneys do when they become prosecutors. Learned how to do trial work there, and, you know, like a lot of people do, I ended up taking what's called a other felonies docket, and was just ambitious and got as much work as I could in. I prosecuted everything from traffic to Class X felonies there, and then I was asked to go out to Saline County, and I took the juvenile docket when I was out there. And while I did that, I set up my own law office. Now I have a law office in Marion, and it's not just a law office. You know, most of the people in Southern Illinois know that, you know, I have a established law practice in Marion. You know, last year we had salaries of probably over $250,000, and I supervise a couple attorneys, and I'm just excited to do the work that I'm doing. I wake up every day, and people trust me with some of the worst moments in their life, and I'm blessed to be able to do this type of work.
You know, something caught my attention as I was glancing at your website, and that you said your juvenile life made you think about the judicial system since before you can remember. In what way, Joe?
Well, I think that when I was out at the juvenile, doing the juvenile docket in Saline, I really started to remember myself as a kid. When I was in Williamson County, I was cut off from the juvenile docket because they usually only let the attorneys that are working that docket in the courtroom. When I was in Saline, I got an opportunity to sit kneecap to kneecap with some of these kids and hear their stories. And I realized, you know what, your stories are not much different than mine. In fact, they're not as bad as mine. So these kids that think like they have no hope, or that they're going to start giving up and dropping out of school and my life is so bad, I started being able to sit there and tell them, hey, look, I did it. You can do that too. I think maybe I suppressed that after a while because I did drop out of high school. I did lose my parents when I was younger. A good coach got me motivated, got my GED, some good drill instructors in the Marine Corps kind of straightened me out a little bit, as they do from time to time. And I think I kind of put that past way behind me. And I think it resurfaced when I started looking into these eyes of these kids in Saline County.
Joe Cervantes, our guest this morning. He is a Republican candidate for state's attorney in Jackson County. You've covered a couple of things in subtext that I think are very important. One, working for juvenile and talking about, you know, some of the smaller cases. I mean, these major cases come down the pipe, right? Murders and shootings. But the fact is, the vast majority of what goes on in the state's attorney's office doesn't make the front page of the newspaper. It could be fraud. On the list goes. There's some very important roles that get almost no attention.
Right. I absolutely agree. And, you know, I think a lot of people will come on and talk about how they're the old school prosecutor, how you know, they've done so many murder trials and they're so experienced at trials. We have to remember, Department of Justice explained that in the federal system, in 2018, 96% of all cases ended in a plea bargain. In Illinois, the National Institute of Justice explained that 94% of all cases ended in a plea bargain. That means that less than 5% of the things that we do as a state's attorney end up in trial. What are we doing with the other 95% of the cases? You know, what kind of cases are those? These are the ones that officers that I talk to, law enforcement officers and other people in the community, they talk about a revolving door. How if it's not the most important case and it's not packaged exactly the way they want to, you know, it's either dismissed or moved through the system, or they're given probation or supervision. And we want to make sure that they don't keep coming out and doing those and reoffending. And that's my whole platform. This race is about policy.
And you just touched on something that law enforcement and elected officials tell me. Harrisburg, Marion, Carbondale, the Route 13, and the interchangeability of the crimes, but the names stay the same.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely. There's a lot of things that we can be doing, and this is not about about trials. This is about trying to have a solution and moving this community forward. Right now, prosecutors are embattled all across this country because we've realized, Republicans and Democrats, that what we've been doing doesn't work. It doesn't work, and there's a new way to do things in a lot of different aspects of the criminal justice system. We have to start being smart. Right now, substance abuse disorder is a serious issue. We have to start looking at how to treat this instead of just kicking people back out on the street.
You've been talking about this in some other contexts as well. Fighting crime from the state's attorney's office, not from necessarily the office itself, but through your engagement with community organizations that are against crime and recidivism and supporting victims as well. But who are we talking about when we're talking about engagement with these groups?
Well, let me just tell you this. I met somebody the other day that needed help. He was caught for possession of methamphetamine, as is getting too usual nowadays. Got popped for that, went on probation, and had 24 months of probation. Was only tested on probation 4 times. In 2 years. 2 weeks after he finished his probation, he was arrested for possession of methamphetamine. And arrested, bonded out, and his first appearance is set in about 60 days. So now we have somebody who is a chronic addict, somebody who suffers from a disease, according to the American Medical Association, someone with substance abuse disorder, who the probation system is not meant for rehabilitation. It failed him. And now he's arrested and kicked right out on the street and told to come back in 60 days. What does a substance abuser do in 60 days? Does he go and get a job, or does he do whatever he's been doing? We have to identify people very quickly in the system, evaluate them, and get them help, because that's what the revolving door is all about. Community members see somebody get arrested. They see them out the next day or 2 days later. It's not necessarily that the police are not doing their job. It's that we're not identifying problems earlier. And if it's not a big fish that we want to catch and put in the newspaper, then it's not worth the state's attorney's time sometimes. We have to start thinking different. There's over 3,000 different treatment courts all around the country. And this is an issue that both Republicans and Democrats have ignored for far too long. This is an opportunity for one of the parties, to decide, this is what I'm going to do, this is going to be part of our platform, and this is how we're going to move forward.
I can tell you this is a problem that I've talked about many years over with many experts. The late Tom McNamara, Southern Illinois Enforcement Group, and I were speaking along with the Attorney General at the time, Lisa Madigan. Tom had been on the phone with someone he developed a relationship with who had a meth conviction. They were in prison. He was on the phone with him. They were going to be there in prison years, right? He was telling the story, what are you going to do when you get out of prison? Well, I'm going to go get me a hit. How long? 10 years. But I'm waiting. I'll wait 10 years. I'm going to get out and get a hit. And so Lisa Madigan and I are talking about that story, and she says, well, then maybe 10 years isn't long enough. When it comes to meth addiction, well, I wonder, Joe, would you support the late Judge Brockton Lockwood's drug court idea in Jackson County?
You know, Jackson County needs treatment courts, and I absolutely support them. When I was in Williamson County, I fought for drug courts and veterans courts, and the state's attorney there let me run wild with it and get proposals ready. Eventually, it was incorporated. But what I mean by community organizations, a treatment court is only as good as the resources that we can get together. That's why it's so important to be out of your office from the third floor, out of your bubble, and out of your comfort zone, trying to make connections and understand what resources are available. Some treatment courts work very well, and the recidivism rate is very low compared to people who are on probation. But other communities, they struggle with the resources. So we have to continue to work with community organizations. I was at the Warming Center last night. They gave me a tour in Carbondale, and they do great things there. But, again, that's only one organization. We have to make sure that I have many in my Rolodex, that as soon as they get pulled into to jail, we're evaluating them and getting them to the resources. You know, sometimes it's not even a matter that we don't have the resources. It's a matter that we're not paying attention to the resources that are available. Also, grants are very important. Williamson County has 4 employees that are working completely off grants. imagine if I came into your work and I gave you four more employees that our taxpayers didn't have to pay for. Imagine the type of productivity you could do, you could have with four more employees. These are the type of programs, the type of grants, the type of things that we need to be creative with to move this office forward.
Joe, we've got 60 seconds left for the interview this morning. Why should people pick Joe Cervantes as state's attorney, Republican candidate for that office in Jackson County? Why you, Joe?
Well, it's clear that we're not doing the things we need to do to make the community safer. If Jackson County feels that they're safer than they were 8 years ago or 10 years ago, then be my guest. Continue with the status quo. But I have the experience. Decision-making and supervision, that's all I did in the Marines. And people know me here in the community as someone who does the same thing as an attorney as I did when I was a Marine. I wake up and I have an opportunity, and I'm blessed to be able to stand up for people who cannot stand up for themselves. This is not a job for me. This is my career. This is how I come home and go to sleep at night worrying about what's going to happen the next day with my clients. I want to do that for Jackson County, and I can't wait to have the opportunity to do that.